Let's talk about where AI money is moving, because the tension between AI stock sell-offs and AI investment announcements is one of the defining financial contradictions of this moment. On one hand, AI-related stocks are getting sold off aggressively. Investors are questioning whether the infrastructure spending translates into proportionate revenue. On the other hand, SoftBank's Masayoshi Son is calling that skepticism blasphemy and announcing a target of $6.2 trillion in AI investment. That gap between Wall Street caution and tech executive maximalism is wider right now than at almost any point since 2000.
The dot-com parallel is one that serious analysts are now openly drawing rather than dismissing. The 2000 bubble was characterized by massive infrastructure build-out, fiber optic cables, server farms, that was economically real but ahead of demand by several years. The companies that built the infrastructure mostly went bankrupt, but the infrastructure itself enabled the next generation of profitable businesses. The question for AI investors today is whether they're the fiber optic cable companies or whether they're the companies that eventually use that cable. NVIDIA, for example, is the infrastructure provider, and the parallel to Cisco in 2000, which also sold the pipes before the bubble burst, is worth taking seriously.
The Qualcomm ByteDance talks are a fascinating case study in how commercial interests and geopolitical restrictions are in constant friction. Qualcomm designing custom chips for ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, sits directly in the center of ongoing U.S. national security concerns about Chinese technology access. There's an export control framework that restricts certain chip technologies, and yet American semiconductor companies need revenue, and ByteDance is one of the largest potential customers in the world. Commerce Secretary Lutnick warned executives this week about possible curbs on Chinese robot imports, signaling the administration sees robotics as the next front in the tech decoupling effort.
The NVIDIA black market data is extraordinary in what it reveals. DGX B300 servers, the flagship AI training hardware, are now selling for approximately $1.1 million on China's underground market, roughly double the U.S. retail price. That black market premium is a direct measure of how much Chinese AI developers need this hardware and cannot get it through legitimate channels. Export controls are working in the narrow sense that they're restricting supply, whether they're achieving the broader goal of slowing Chinese prees. AI development is a different question. At those prices, well-funded Chinese companies are clearly willing to pay a substantial premium to maintain access.
NVIDIA's separate announcement about a multi-billion dollar telecom project is worth noting. The company has quietly positioned itself not just as an AI chip vendor, but as an infrastructure build-out company across multiple verticals. Telecom is a logical extension. The convergence of AI inference at the network edge with 5G infrastructure is a market that NVIDIA has been positioning toward. If that project materializes at scale, it diversifies NVIDIA's revenue base beyond data center AI training, which would reduce its exposure to the kind of demand fluctuations that are currently rattling AI stocks.
The Cursor story is genuinely interesting as a window into how the developer tools economy is evolving. The CEO of Cursor, the AI-assisted coding tool now valued at $60 billion, built the team largely through Discord, not LinkedIn, not formal recruiting pipelines. Discord, the community platform that software developers naturally congregate on. The company's valuation is striking because it reflects a bet that AI coding tools will capture a significant share of software development productivity. The question of what happens to software developer employment as those tools mature is one the industry is only beginning to grapple with, honestly.
Amazon's decision to advertise on ChatGPT while simultaneously blocking OpenAI's data crawlers from indexing Amazon's web content is a perfect encapsulation of how tech giants are navigating the AI ecosystem. They'll pay to reach ChatGPT's users as a distribution channel while refusing to let OpenAI use their content to make those models better. Its competitive strategy, through selective participation, engage where you benefit, block where you don't. OpenAI's bidirectional voice model, GPT-BD1, which can handle interruptions and switch tasks mid-sentence, adds another dimension to this competition. Real-time, interruptible voice AI is a materially different product from turn-based voice assistants, and the company that deploys it well first gets a significant lock-in advantage.